When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Carson said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a question for you and your listeners. So I hate to travel. It's just not my thing. My wife loves it, so I'm encouraging her to do so. She's going to be going to Germany with her friend in October for 2 weeks. Perfect. She can go with someone. I don't have to be the one that goes.
Mm.
But then she told me she was going to stay at her mom's on the West Coast in April and May for 2 whole months to explore that area of the country.
Oh.
Her mom's not sick or anything. She just wants to hang out there. Now, I'm cool with traveling in the country, but was kind of shocked at how long she wanted to be gone. Like 2 months? My wife has the ability to work from home. Mm-hmm. I don't. So that was a little blindsiding. And we've got 4 dogs. So that's kind of much when it's all me. But again, I encouraged it. So I guess it's on me, I think, right?
Okay.
I'm trying not to read too much into this, like she's needing a break from me. But it's hard not to let those thoughts creep in. Should I be worried?
I mean, has she gone on extended leaves like this before?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be kind of my thing. It's like if this is something that we're used to, then maybe it's not such a 5-alarm, you know, fire.
Well, the fact that he is coming to us.
Well, true.
makes me think this is unusual.
This is unusual. And I'm assuming, let's not assume, but let's assume that he's already spoken to his wife about, hey, 2 months, that seems to be a little bit long, don't you think?
And she's probably like, it's okay.
It's okay, honey.
Okay, bye.
I tell you what, you could write her letters.
Write her letters. Yes.
You could write her letters, maybe be a pen pal with her.
Just like Little House on the Prairie.
You could put your letter in a little tube and attach it to a pigeon's foot.
It'll get there eventually,
and
maybe.
Send it to California. Just say, fly, pigeon, fly to California. And the pigeon will say, okay.
Wow. Our advice is really waning.
Listen, I'm distracted right now. I don't have time for Carson's deal.
But listen, you shouldn't be distracted. You have nothing else to distract you. You should be able to focus like never before.
You don't understand my brain, Kelly. I now have everything because I forgot my phone to distract me. So,
wow.
All right. So anyway, sorry. Carson, I love the advice that Shannon just texted and said, hey, fly out, visit her in the spring, live a little.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be 2 months straight. Like
he says, you don't mind travel in the country if you're staying in the country. So there you go. Just take a quick trip and go join her.
I realize you hate to travel. You said that up front.
Yes, but he says he doesn't mind in the country. I think he's more abroad.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't like abroad.
Okay, he doesn't like traveling abroad.
Yes.
Which I get. There's a lot. It's a lot more complicated traveling abroad than it is staying here and
exactly.
Moving. Amongst the
way
the
more
states.
Factors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So I would say buck up, man.
Well, yeah, Jennifer says, you know, she wants to live her life and enjoy it. Maybe you could step up and join her for a short time instead of being a hermit at home.
Alyssa says,
discuss dang. Boarding the pups for a short time.
Dang, rich people problems much.
Wow. Oh, we're shaming him.
No, I mean, hey, we don't know his financial status, and
no.
We don't know her financial status, and if she has the ability to work wherever she can work, then why not visit her, what was it, her parents or her?
It was her mom, yeah.
Her mom, yeah,
100%.
Why not visit her mom?
She's not going out there because her mom's sick, which is great. You know, just wants to spend some time with her mom in a beautiful part of the country. Yeah. I feel like the good compromise is, you know, fly out there for, like, spend a week out there with them.
Justin says, pretend you're Ben without a phone and send her a letter. Or use your voice to communicate your feelings to her. Yes, I mean, let's assume that he's already said, hey, what do you
that's
think?
That's a long time.
That's a long time, little lady.
What have you been doing out there for 2 whole months?
Yeah, and so get to the root of it that way, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's amazing places to go visit out there. You can make a fun little vacation, little spring getaway.
Yeah.
I think that's a good solution. I don't think, unless there's any other indications that she's trying to escape you.
Yeah, right. I don't think that's the case. And you know what? They have
still feeling connected. Great still places. Communicating. Yeah.
They have great places around town where you can watch your dog, where you can board your dog or things like that, your dogs.
And yeah, Mickey says bring up visiting her multiple times. If she seems aloof about that or yeah. even like she might not want you there, then you might have something to look into.
All right. All right. Well, cool. Well, is that it? Have we solved it?
Do you feel satisfied to shove Carson aside and get back to you and not having a phone?
Listen.
In your plight.
Listen, Kelly, I would do the same for you.
Oh.
Would you? Your name's on the show, too.
Yeah, I don't think that we've ever focused on when I left my phone somewhere.
Listen, Kelly, your needs are different than mine.
Okay.
And sometimes I need to throw elbows and say, it's my turn.
Are you trying to send like a little message out to your wife? Like, hey, if you loved me, you'd bring me my phone right
She's
now
at
because
work.
I'm dying.
She can't leave her work.
Like, hey,
bring
if
me
you
my
love
phone.
Me, you'd leave your work you to bring me my phone.
All right. So, hey, Carson, I don't think it's a red alarm fire here that we're dealing with, but good luck. All right.
Yeah. Keep us posted and you'll plan a trip.
Yeah.
Go be a part of it.
There you go.
Crazy office lady Kristen said, am I the only one that can actually feel this ADHD through the radio?
Maybe self-diagnosed. Okay.